What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
Why do tenants stay or go? The experience. Landlords master retention and recruitment by delivering top-notch user experiences. Space is not just a commodity. Tenants view their office, retail centers, and apartments as a service. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Stephen Dawson Haggerty. Steve is CTO and co-founder of the leading workplace experience solution provider, Comfy. He is a widely regarded expert in IoT infrastructure, cybersecurity, and wireless sensing in buildings. Steve co-developed the patented technology behind Comfy while completing a doctorate from UC Berkeley in computer systems and networking. This episode is brought to you by InCheck by SiteComplive. InCheck is a building operations platform used by thousands of property management teams to get visibility, accountability, and consistency, and to grow their portfolios and profits. To find out more, go to incheckapp.com. That's InCheckApp.com. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Growth Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Steve about his background and the unique insight that led to the founding of Comfy.
I've been really on the technology side the whole time, actually. Both of my parents are physicists, so, you know, thought I was going to be a physicist for a while, but ended up doing computer science as an undergrad. And then, yeah, and so I came out to Berkeley for grad school because they, at the time, actually, what I was really interested in was embedded systems, actually. These are sort of the microcontrollers, the really low power and low performance processors that are, you know, embedded in everything around us. And I forget exactly what the number is, but people are always making predictions about when there'll be a trillion of those in the world. So just in terms of number of processors and amount of compute that's out there, it's several orders of magnitude bigger than, you know, what people normally think of as real computers, your desktops and mobile phones. So what's really interesting there, I think, is how the how networking has started to touch all that stuff. It used to all just be sort of islanded, you know, single function devices, and now really what IoT is about is bringing connectivity to all that stuff. So anyway, that's sort of the technology view, and that was really what I was working on in at UC Berkeley. We worked on some of the networking technologies. Now, like if you're familiar with Thread, we were sort of some of the first people doing some of the standardization work around that. And buildings actually are a big application area for this. So I don't know if you remember back to, I think it was about 2010, where there was this California Energy 2050 report that came out that basically laid out the policy and technology that you'd need to get to a zero carbon future in California. But at the time, it was a pretty influential report. And we sort of, as computer scientists, sort of said, well, hey, you know what? These microcontrollers control a huge amount of energy. They just control a lot of our environment. And we know that's going to increase. But the way that they're being used isn't necessarily, you know, aligned with some of these societal goals around decarbonization and electrification. So, you know, what can we do to sort of support those goals? And that's really what brought us to buildings. I mean, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir here, but, you know, as far as it being something like 34% of primary energy and 70-something percent of electricity being spent in buildings, you know, the computer systems that ultimately control that were a really attractive target to us as sort of computer systems, embedded systems researchers at the time. So that's really what sort of led both of us down this path into buildings and just the relationship between people and the four walls and a roof around them was this energy question. And I think really dug in some pretty interesting, pretty novel ways back in grad school. So that was sort of my research background. What was so interesting, though, is we had done all this work with embedded systems on, you know, really sort of low-level protocols and that sort of thing, software frameworks for reprogramming your building, all the stuff that is still in the future, I think. But, you know, the first time we really got a reaction from people actually was when we needed a demo for all the stuff we had built. And we just did something really simple. We started giving people, you know, the ability to control their environment, whether it's lights and temperature originally. And I think if you think back, right, in 2010, iPhone was only 3 years old, you know, Nest was about to launch. So it all felt really new. And that's really what led us on this path that we've been on since then, which is like, how do we take something that's so static and seems, you know, like it's in another world with automation systems and that sort of thing, and bring it front and center to the user, both from a technology side and then increasingly from the business side once we founded the company.
I asked Steve about the inefficiencies and challenges of building operations that they identified as opportunities for improvement.
I think it was more of a gradual realization that, you know, many of the trends of computing and really of IT over the last 20 years are sort of, you know, slowly now making their way into buildings, and hey, maybe the time was right. I mean, even pretty simple stuff like, hey, you know, maybe the cloud is a good idea and it's going to stick. Hey, maybe we should do some analysis and some real-time triggering on this stuff. I mean, people have written papers on all this in buildings back to the 90s, so it's not so much it's the world's first time somebody thought of this, but you just look at the trends and the penetration of this technology through the rest of society. I mean, even AWS only launched in 2007, right? So even that is comparatively new. And we just sort of felt as we were in there, hey, you know, we think this is going to have a big impact on how people interact with their spaces.
I asked Steve about Comfy's first solution and how they brought it to market.
Honestly, you know, it's still the one that when I presented at conferences or something like that, it's the one where people are just so interested in how it works, I have to say. And it's this use case of creating like a connection between you and the temperature in your environment. Everybody's been in an office, it's freezing. I think the New York Times says, you know, a full-time staff writer. So every summer they pump out a couple of articles about freezing offices. And so for us, that was really the use case where we really dug in. And it's actually a pretty complicated one because you have to, what we do is we give people in offices the ability to say, warm my space, cool my space, and then actually have that take an immediate effect in their location in a commercial building. So we integrate with the automation system at a pretty fundamental level, bring that out to the cloud, and then put that in users' hands. And I think what's so interesting about that idea actually is, you know, it's just one example of traditional building operations being really static, you know, rule set, 70 degree set point everywhere, because that's what's comfortable, people think. I mean, of course, it's not really true, but, you know, once people have more of an ability to give impact on that operation, you know, they're both more satisfied because everybody likes to have input, but also it's more efficient because you can say, hey, you know, it doesn't have to be exactly 70 all the time. We're going to let it move a bit. We might let it get to be 75. We might let it get to be 80 in Austin. And hey, you know what? If people don't like it, we're going to give them the tools to rein that in a little bit. But, you know, on aggregate, you can save quite a bit of energy. So for me, it was sort of this example of a full loop of the virtuous cycle where you give people more control. But actually, you know, you basically get like one little extra piece of data that lets you save some energy that's not just based on, you know, better operations, although those are good too, but also on just by having more information about people's preferences, basically.
As tenants have the ability to create a temperature-controlled environment and landlords have control over energy efficiency or optimization around temperature, I asked Steve about the benefits for tenants and landlords.
I think I'd even take that question even more broadly and really, you know, when you think about tenant experience. So we sell to, you know, for the most part, we sell to the tenants and then work with the landlords, although that there are examples of where we've done both. But, you know, what I think is really interesting when you think about the tenant experience and really the employee experience holistically is what it's trying to achieve. You know, what's the business value in this for the occupier? And we've been having, especially in the last 12, 18 months, just been having a ton of really interesting conversations with these global heads of real estate where they talk about their how they think about their portfolio. And for them, actually, the question is increasingly becoming not just how do I manage my costs and deliver a baseline experience everywhere, but it's how does my real estate contribute to the value of the company? How does it contribute to the success of the people and teams that are actually in there? Because at the end of the day, you've typically got 30, 50 cents per square foot in lease costs, the sort of classic 330, 300, and then maybe even the 3,000 of revenue that's supported on top of those salaries. So for me, the way that the tenant experience and the employee experience create value is by making those people in the office more productive, more innovative, more agile, and providing them exactly what they need when they need it to react to these market conditions, which are sort of accelerating over time.
Today, Comfy is more than just temperature control. I asked Steve about the evolution of Comfy's services.
Honestly, that's been probably one of our big, moves and big challenges, I would say, over the past 18 months. We had a successful product with temperature, but we also saw that, our aspiration was to basically touch every employee and, really impact what I just described, which is, how are we making these spaces more innovative, more agile, more productive. And for that, you need to think bigger, basically. We need to be able to talk to CFOs and explain to them how this isn't just saving some energy in the basement, how it's not just a nice amenity, but it's really, fundamental to the way that you think about delivering real estate and drawing that connection with innovation. And so for that, it was clear from the beginning that just temperature wasn't going to be enough. And then it really became a race, I think, to build more functions, build more value into the product, both on the app side, but also on the back-end analytics and intelligence side to really deliver on that promise.
I asked Steve about Comfy's process to identify challenges in the delivery of real estate.
We do a lot of sort of primary research with our customers and with other buyers and categorize them into a few different buckets. There's, sort of the operational side of how do I deliver space efficiently in a, in an energy and operation sense. Then there's the employee side of, how does this help me in my day, get access to the things that I need in each moment. And then there's the, sort of global CFO perspective, which is how do I, optimize my real estate portfolio globally? How does this contribute to managing costs while increasing quality, basically? So we have a pretty robust process where we create, concepts, we score them, we interview people and convert that into a set of solutions as well as value props, pricing, and product features.
The tenant experience space has grown tremendously since Comfy's launch. I asked Steve how he views the space and competition today.
We have seen, a lot more people entering this market recently. And, for me, that's generally a good thing. I mean, it's really a good thing, actually, because for me, that means that there's going to be a huge market here. I think before it, took some time for that to evolve. But now you see, nearly all the major players, Siemens obviously being one of them, making significant investments in the space. I look at that very positively. And we've even partnered with a lot of these firms to help deliver that experience. I think it is a balance, but for us, it's always our sort of North Star really is that user side of things. And because that's really what enables, all the data, all the backend side, all the integrations, the analytics. I think that platform for us is fundamental. So we want to be the, best platform for building that tenant experience in your building, in a scalable way. There's lots of sort of pitfalls and build your own app, customize somebody else's app. We think people ultimately want a product that is going to be supported and not as expensive as a full custom solution.
I asked Steve about the state of Comfy's business, number of buildings, and markets that Comfy serves.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in we're in 10 countries now because we deploy often with multinationals, sort of hundreds of buildings, globally. And that's something that's really, I think, going to increase now that through the Siemens acquisition. We've seen this sort of hunger from lots of different markets for this. And so stay posted, but we're definitely not going to be decreasing the number of countries we're live in.
Siemens acquired Comfy in 2018. I asked Steve why the acquisition made sense and how the acquisition helps Comfy into the future.
Like you said, there's quite a few new entrants in the market now. And, based on our buyer set, which is very much targeted at sort of the Fortune 500, we really felt that our buyers, they wanted to see the next level from a product point of view, but from a business partner point of view, they were also looking increasingly for companies who could deliver solutions globally, across tens or hundreds of thousands of employees. And that is a challenge, I think, for this industry. It is mostly software, certainly, but, at the end of the day, these are physical assets with lots of things in them, and they're distributed all around the world. So, for us, the timing was right because Siemens was looking for a way to increase their presence in software, to increase their the quality of their digital offerings to pair with their sort of traditional automation services. And they have, obviously a very strong global network of service support resources. So we really felt like, what was important to us was to, as we say, bring Comfy to the world, Comfy everywhere now, one of those things. And we felt that partnering or working within a global organization was really what our customers were demanding to help us get to that next level.
I asked Steve what success looks like for Comfy over the next 12 months.
For me, that means looking at multiple global portfolio deals where we are, their workplace platform globally with multiple features, and hundreds of thousands of users adopting the platform to get their work done every day.
I asked Steve about the opportunity for Comfy and tenant experience over the next 5 to 7 years.
Well, I think, from a, there are a couple of different lenses to look at this from, right? From the user point of view and from a product side, really what we want to enable is, and what's fundamentally cool about Comfy is that it's this thing that lets you digitally interact with the physical things around you in your office in a really low friction way. And I don't think that concept is, just specific to commercial office. I think it's a really broad concept where there's lots of things in the world where you ought to be able to do it, where you ought to be able to have a lot more interaction and control, even with pretty simple things. So for me, that's really the product opportunity is becoming a really rich platform for this, cyber physical interaction from a user point of view. From a business point of view, there's a lot that can be done there because I think real estate's software offerings have lagged a little bit. And so even things like finding amenities in your commercial building, ordering lunch from the, preferred catering solution instead of the one across the street, aren't really uniform. People have building apps, but they tend to be, one app per building or something like that. And realistically, how many people are going to have 100 of these things on their phone or know how to interact with them through the web page? So, I think there's a huge opportunity for developing revenue through some of these digital platforms as well as you get more penetration into the user base.
Steve talked about users being able to combine cyber and physical experiences. I asked Steve what type of experiences the user will be able to create in 5 years that they can't today.
Well, I think quite a lot, actually. If you think, especially if you compare it to what tools are available in a typical commercial office building. I mean, we can just do a day in the life exercise. It should, as you're driving to work, it should tell you where to park based on you know, which lots are full and which is closest to your first meeting. It should get you through the turnstile in the front door, you know, without any phones, and open the doors on the way to your office. As you're walking towards your first meeting room, maybe it's a different meeting room than the one you booked, and it should, you know, move your calendar invite into the right meeting room and reschedule it. You know, then you're looking for your boss to get something approved. You know, you should be able to figure out where he or she is. You know, of course, if they agree to share that with you, but you should have a lot more visibility and at least into who from your team is local versus remote, and integrate that, you know, local remote work divide a lot more seamlessly. You should be able to learn about lunch. Maybe order some food. You know, maybe through your smartwatch or app or from a kiosk on the wall, not just through a phone. And these are sort of all office use cases, obviously. But, you know, I don't really see anything from either a technological or a economic point of view that prevents these from existing.
Great to connect with Stephen Dawson Haggerty of Comfy today. Comfy is on a mission to create amazing workplace experiences for everyone, from the people who operate the building to the people who fill it. With expertise in machine learning, user experience design, and enterprise service, Comfy creates great relationships between people and their workplaces. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Steve and Comfy's pursuit to build amazing workplace experiences for everyone. You can find out more about Steve and Comfy in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.